Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Monday the 21st of November 2011. All the technology news from the weekend in around 5 minutes. So the Metropolitan Police here in the UK have decided to get tough on bogus online sellers. The Police Central E-Crime Unit, or PCU, says that it's got rid of 2,500 fraudulent websites that were taking your money or selling fake goods and not sending you anything in the first place. There we go. Jolly good. Well done, chaps. The boys in blue, huzzah. Unfortunately, the people that they're talking about, it might be a great PR coup, but those people will be making brand new websites and selling the same crap all over again within about 20 minutes. So it's not that great. Just be more vigilant when you're online and don't buy from people you don't know. Financial Times site has broadened its readership, it would seem. In June, they had about 700,000 subscribers, and it would seem that now they've got over 1 million. And most of those people are looking at the news through the commute time. Fortunately, desktop users seem to peak out at about 7% between business hours, which means that you're all looking at it while you're at work. Get back to work, you lazy bastards. Walmart is selling a limited edition Blue Wii for $99.96 on Friday. Yes, it's a limited edition that's only going to be available on Friday. If you don't buy it Friday, you won't be able to buy it at all. And it looks really horrible and nasty. It's council toilet blue. But it's a limited edition, so you'll be able to buy it and keep it for posterity. Make sure you keep it in the box and be worth a fortune later on. Your kids will love it. Jay Leno's in the news because even though he's got a Chevy Volt, he's never used an ounce of gas. He's been driving backwards and forwards to and from the studio since he bought the thing last year. And guess what? It's got the original tank of gas still in it, despite the fact that he's done 11,000 miles. Good grief, Jay. Doing your bit for the environment. And while we're talking about projects, Jeff Bezos has launched his new Shepard takeoff and landing vehicle. It's a vertical takeoff and landing thing. There's a video on YouTube, of course, and it's very, very good. It flies straight up to 400 feet and then it comes straight back down again. I think it's going to have to do a bit more than that if it wants to go any further, though. And also in science, faster-than-light neutrinos are back in the news. It would seem that in September, CERN had this idea that E equals MC squared was a pile of bunkum, and they had some neutrinos that went faster than the speed of light. Everyone said, no, that's because, and they thought it was an error. But it appears that they've done it again for some reason. They've got to go through the usual peer reviews, but it's a possibility that Einstein was talking out of his backside. Red has released The Incredible 2. It's going to come to Verizon on November 24th. It's a red phone. Guess what? It's got the Droid logo-esque type thing on the front, and it looks super gorgeous. It'll be out on November 24th, so this week, but there's no word on price, though, officially, but people are suggesting it's going to be exactly the same as Verizon's Incredible S, if you want to get it. Apple has put in an announcement for warning for losses of $2.7 billion if the iCloud case that's being filed in Germany actually goes through. Of course, Motorola is one of the people that's suing Apple, and in Germany they've said that iCloud breaches a lot of its patents, and therefore the estimations that they had on their forecasts would not be correct for the amount of sales that go through iCloud. So that equates to $2.7 billion. That's a lot. And in an interview with the New York Times, Steve Jobs' autobiographer Walter Isaacson has said that Steve talked extensively about a TV, saying he'd cracked it and he'd got the interface sorted and it would be a Siri-enabled TV. And wouldn't it be super gorgeous and fantastic? Yes, it would be. And providing you get it here before May 2012, Carl Swagger's going to be a very happy boy buying everyone the drinks. Now, it's not quite time for Christmas, and crap for Christmas is coming back with Santa, but ahead of time, Lunatech have released the link. It's the premium watch band. It's got a titanium strap that's expandable, and you need an Allen key to fit it to your wrist properly, and it gives you an extremely huge nano watch on your arm. If you like it, then fair enough. And finally, watch out. If you've bought yourself a Kindle Fire this week when they came out and you're thinking about flipping it over to the kids and saying, go ahead, kids, have a play, do be careful, because one-click purchasing is not turned off. It would seem there's a bit of a glitch on the Kindle Fire as it allows purchases without any of the usual prerequisite controls. So when you give it the kids, don't be surprised if you get a huge bill as well. If you've got a story and want us to listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and Facebook at bageltechnews. You'll be pleased to hear that The Nonsense Show, which started this weekend, is available in iTunes. Please go and get it and download it, and please give us some reviews so that we can get boosted up in the charts. It's in the politics and news section. So there's not much good news in it, and there's certainly no politics, but there we go. We'll be back on Wednesday with the new show as normal, but I'll be doing it live from under a bedsheet in a hotel. Yes. Have a good day. Thanks for listening.